So let's review. In the previous daf, the Mishnah had said that food for the shituf must be lifted a tefach off the ground. The Gemara cites a braisa which says "Magibim in the karka mashu," but it means to say to lift it a tefach. The Mishnah had also said that a formal kinyan must be made on the food for anybody who will participate in the shituf. The Gemara says that this is actually machlokes amiram. Itmar shitufim avoyis. Rav ma ein tzarich lezakis. Rav holds that shitufim avoyis do not require a formal kinyan, but a ruba tchumen do. Shmuel amar tzarch lezakis. Shmuel holds that shetuvim avoyis require formal kinyan, but eruv tchumen do not. Shmuel's opinion is easy to understand. The Mishnah about shetuvim avoyis mentions a kinyan, and the Mishnah is about eruv tchumen do not. But how can Rav say that shetuvim avoyis do not need a kinyan when our Mishnah explicitly says that they do? The Gemara answers, Tanoihi. Rav holds like Reb Chiya that an eruv tchumen needs a kinyan. That is why Reb Chiya disqualified the eruv tchumen made for Reb Oishi's daughter-in-law, when she was outside the Tchum Shabbos at the bathhouse. Reb Shmuel Reb Yesi, on the other hand, allowed the Erev Tchumen without a kinyan. He quoted his father, Reb Yesi, who said, "Kol sheyesh lecha lahakel be'eruvin hakel, whenever possible, be lenient in Hilchas Erevin." Amar Rav Nachman, "Naktinon echad Erev Tchumen ve'echad Erev Chatzeres ve'echad Shetuv Mevois tzarech lezakis." Rav Nachman teaches that Erev Tchumen and Erev Chatzeres and Shetuv Mevois all require a formal kinyan on behalf of all the people participating. He follows the chumras of both Rav and Shmuel. Rav Nachman was not sure, though, whether eruv tavshilin require a formal kinyan for everybody who it's made for. Even though Shmuel explicitly said that it does require a kinyan, Rav Nachman was not aware that Shmuel held that way. Hahuter zina dehav b'shivuvusei d'Reb Zeira. There was this non-Jew who would watch over the weapons of the town in Reb Zeira's neighborhood. In order for the Jewish residents to join in Eruv Chatzeres or Shituv Mevois, they would have to rent the rights of the non-Jew who lives in their Chatzer Amavi. However, this non-Jew refused to rent. In separate instances, Rish Lakish paskened in the name of Reb Chanina and Reb Yehuda paskened in the name of Shmuel that Ishta Shel Adam Ma'areves Shalim Medaita. A woman can join an Eruv on behalf of her household even without her husband's consent. Similarly, a non-Jew's wife can rent his rights without his consent. The Gemara cites a braisa that tells us that a woman cannot participate in the Eruv or Shituv without her husband's consent. The Gemara answers, Hada Aser, Hada Loy Aser. Where their household's non-participation would restrict all the others from carrying, the Chacham were lenient and allowed the wife's participation. Where their non-participation would not restrict the others, we do not accept her participation. The Gemara also teaches, Echad Mimnei Mavoi Sherogol Ishtatev Im Vnei Mavoi Veloi Nishtatev. One who regularly joins the shituf and one week refuses to join out of spite, to restrict the others. They can enter his home and take his portion against his will. We cannot prove that a person can be forced into participating in an eruv from the fact that Shmuel holds he can be forced to help pay for a lechi or a kara in the mavoi, because residents always have to pay for physical mechizas such as a lechi or kara, but not necessarily for halachic improvements like an eruv. Also, perhaps there it meant that he can be forced by Bezdin, but not by residents on their own. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that Reb Chiya Bar Ashi holds, Oisin lechi asherah. We can make a lechi even out of an asherah tree, which is asa bahana, but we cannot make a kaira because there is a minimum size requirement, and kesusi mechta sherah. We view it as if it were already cut into tiny pieces and does not meet the size requirement. Bishop Malakish holds we can even make a kaira out of an asherah. Zok the Mishnah. Ismail ha'oichel, moisef ha'mazaka, vein tzarech lo'idia. If the amount of food in the eruv or shituv diminished below the required amount, a person can add more and make a kinyan on behalf of everybody without informing them. There are two ways to understand the case of our Mishnah. Usually, if we are replenishing the same type of food, the person does not have to inform anybody, even if all the original food were gone. And our Mishnah is indeed speaking of such a case where all the food is gone. Usually, if using a new type of food, he would have to inform others. But maybe that is only if all the original food were gone. And the case in our Mishnah is where only some of the food is gone. The Mishnah continued, If new people need to be included in the Eruv or Shituv, we add more food and make a kinyan for them, but must inform them, regardless of whether they are in a chatzah that belongs to a single mavoi or is between two mavois. Our Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, we do not need to tell people when including them in an Eruv Chatzeres. The Mishnah continued, The amount of food necessary for the Erev is bizman shehem merubin mazon shtei sudas lekulam. When there are many, which the Gemara explains to mean 18 or more people, we only need the equivalent of 2 meals worth, which is 18 gregris, and no more than that, no matter how many people are included. When there are less than 18 people, we require gregris for each person. As Rashi explains, we always go lekula, the lesser amount. Rabbi Yossi holds that this amount is only necessary at the beginning of the establishment of an Erev. But Shiuri Erev, the remnants of the Erev, which after going into effect became diminished, we only need to be left with a kol shehu for the Erev or Shituv to remain effective.